On the new Classical FM, that was the TSO with the Toronto Children's Chorus and John Rutter's Shepherd's Pipe Carol. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, the holiday season has descended upon us all, and they're certainly feeling the spirit at Roy Thomson Hall. This past week, we have enjoyed Tchaikovsky's classic Nutcracker Suite. We're just days away from performances of the film Elf in concert. And then it's one of the TSO's most beloved annual traditions, the Holiday Pops Concert. This year, Toronto's own Denzel Sinclair will be making his TSO debut as the program's special guest soloist, and he joins me tonight. Denzel Sinclair, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me, Kathleen. An honor to be with you.
Well, you are with us for the very first time, so we have some get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Who's your favorite jazz singer?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go for a twofer. My most influential would be Sarah Vaughan and Nat King Cole. Is that right?
Oh, that's great.
You're going to fire me?
That's great. Okay. Absolutely not. What about those two? Take Sarah first.
Well, she's known as sassy. There's just a confidence in the way she sang and just incredible range and a wonderful timbre to the voice and just... She's awesome. It's awesome. And with Nat, another aspect of this, the calming nature of his voice, it really, really moved me. Just a smooth, and I also, you know, I enjoyed his humility, and yeah, just, they were great inspirations for me.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Nice. Black or herbal or green?
Chai. I love, you know, well, chai is actually Indian for tea, but, you know, any... Depends on my mood, but usually herbal.
What's your favorite holiday tune or carol?
I'm going to go with Silent Night for 500.
Oh yeah,
and I'm thinking particularly, you know, of when I do it in this show. It's just a moment where people, well, maybe they're not afraid of silent, you know, being silent, and it's just a very sacred, calming vibe, you know. It's really a highlight moment for me, one of a few moments in the show. So
red or white wine? Are you a wine drinker?
Neither. I'm gonna go for cranberry juice, or if it was non-alcoholic, then I would go red.
Okay. What's your favorite area in Toronto and why?
I'm gonna say just like old Toronto. I'm an old soul. I like the old things. I love the old world architecture. I'm thinking specifically of Union Station, that, and, you know, the Royal York across that little strip there. It's otherworldly in a way. And, you know, and there's also, I love this little, there's a great drive along the lake shore when you're from Dufferin, sort of West Exhibition Place, and going along west there, just by the lake, that it seems like an ocean. It's so big, you know, and then come up York Street. And when I was born, just up the street on University, you know, in Mount Sinai Hospital. So this, I just love that area. I'm a bit quirky, but.
I was born there too.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow.
You're making your TSO debut this week. What are you most excited about this?
I'm really excited about, you know, joining the long list of really, you know, fortunate and amazing musicians who have been honored to play with the TSO, and to be on that side of the stage, just to experience being up there, and I guess you could say giving back to the community in a way.
Yeah. Have you been a TSO attendee in the past?
I have. I haven't been to that many, but I have been, and I was the last time I was there. Actually, last show that I saw rather was interestingly enough a show that Jeff Tysick conducted. It was a tribute to Louis Armstrong, so it's, you know, full circle type of thing. It's amazing coming back.
And have you worked with Jeff Tysick before?
Yes. We've known each other for about 14 years, and I'm very, very fortunate to know Jeff. And he's been extremely supportive, and he's created four shows that I've been a part of, and this being one of them, this Holiday Pops. And there's you know, an Ellington called Lush Life, a tribute to Ellington and Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn that I sing a few tunes on. And then there are a couple of Nat King Cole related shows. One with it's a Nat and Natalie, and I get to work with a wonderful musician, vocalist Dee Daniels from the West Coast. So yeah, Jeff's been an important friend and mentor. And yeah.
Can you tell us something about what he especially brings to a program like this or to the process of putting it together? What's it like to work with him?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, he is an extraordinarily gifted individual, writer. You're constantly getting, people are just, they love his charts. They're easy to read, and yet they're sophisticated. And he has a knack for putting together programs as well. The programming is always interesting, a lot of variety. It'll be an eclectic mix. Yeah, just his wealth, his years of experience that he brings to the table. And he's you know, very down to earth and very clear communicator and cares about the music and cares about the people he works with. And he's great.
Now, this coming Holiday Pops concert is a tradition for many Torontonians. Why do you think music is such an important aspect of the holidays?
Well, I'm thinking, Kathleen, it's like, well, holy days, right? And I'm thinking how the arts really, you can say they started out as like sacred offerings or, you know, offering to God, and then eventually it becomes God's small g. Sort of there's this divine aspect about it, and so there's that kind of vibration and the intention behind it. So, and of course, music is like a double whammy, you know, like it's a resonates with you metaphysically and then also physically too, the vibrations of the sound itself. And so with that intention of it really transports you to another level of I was just about to say existence, but just gets you in a different mindset. There's more to life than what meets the eye. So coming to the holidays, you sort of step back and appreciate greater things.
What can audiences expect from this concert?
A good time. I don't want to, you know, spoil it, but we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot of fun, so that'll translate to the audience. Beautiful writing, uplifting music. There'll be a nice variety of things. I'm particularly looking forward to working with the Etobicoke School of the Arts Holiday Chorus, especially on... there's a fun arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful. One of the things that's fun about working with Jeff is that, you know, I can give him some ideas and he'll flesh out the ideas that I have. So we're doing a fun kind of a 60s boogaloo kind of version of, you know, we're bringing a little more pep in the O Come All Ye Faithful, a little more joy in that joyous tune. So, but it's fun to do it with the chorus. So that's always a fun time. I'll do my little 60s moves and dance moves and things.
We mustn't miss that. That sounds fantastic.
That's right, you can't.
What else have you got coming up on the horizon that you're excited about?
A tradition is I get to play with some great friends. Actually, I'm so lucky. I play in an organ quartet, the Beefy Kings. I'm an organ, guitar, a sax, and I sing, and I also play. I play with the drums, but I play drums, so. Out west, it's Bill Kuhn on guitar and Chris Chestern, Leith Jorgen, Corey Weeds on sax, and myself. And so we're doing a few performances out on the West Coast in the Vancouver area. So we've been doing that for a few years. So that's looking forward to doing that.
Sounds great. Well, Denzel, it's been fabulous speaking with you. And thanks for helping us to start thinking, well, not stark, we're already deep into it, but really bringing that holiday spirit and warmth and positivity. Is really lovely to talk to you.
Mutual.
And have great concerts.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
That was jazz vocalist Denzel Sinclair, and you can hear him and the TSO in the upcoming Holiday Pops concerts happening December 10th through 12th at Roy Thomson Hall. For tickets and information, go to tso.ca. Now here is Denzel in full holiday spirit with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and Wynton Marsalis.